Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. Economy, where are we? Well, it was 9/11 weekend. A lot of things are happening. And with us today is one of the top five economists in our country. We have Stephen Moore. How are you, Stephen?
Hey, John, I'm doing great. I am worried, though, about the direction of the economy in the last number of weeks. You know, yesterday, well, that is on Friday, the latest inflation numbers came out, that what's called the producer price index, and they showed over the last year a more than 8% increase in producer prices. And as you know, being a producer yourself, John, running many businesses, if producer prices index go up, then what has to happen is the consumer prices have to go up. And so this idea that inflation is transitory and that it's going to go away, right now there are no signs of it. An 8% increase, by the way, is the largest increase since the Labor Department started measuring these about 15 years ago. And I think you have to practically go back to the time that Jimmy Carter was president, when we had the double-digit inflation. I'm sure you remember that.
I remember those days.
Inflation is high, so it's not going away.
Well, you know, I hate to say I told you so, and we have a roller coaster that's only going up right now, and that's why I'm concerned about what happens in the next few months.
Well, I am too. And then you've got this other thing going on with the new lockdowns, and obviously the Delta variant has been a negative for the economy. It appears to me that Biden has done a very good job of controlling the virus. You know, he said he wasn't going to shut down the economy, he was going to shut down the virus, but we've had problems with that as well. I've got to tell you one other thing is, you know, the Wall Street Journal had a report about a week or 10 days ago saying, oh, there was no negative impact of these unemployment benefits. And we've just rerun some of these numbers at the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And we find that there were significant differences in the states like New York and New Jersey and Illinois that maintain those high unemployment benefits. And then the states, you know, like Texas and Tennessee and Florida and Utah that got rid of them. So the good news is that those unemployment benefits, the extra unemployment benefits, have gone away. But you look at the Biden budget, this $3.5 trillion bill, and I believe that our most urgent policy fight is stopping this bill. Did you see, John, in this bill, they're talking about taxing unrealized capital gains for the first time in this country's history. So even if you don't sell an asset, you still have to pay a tax on it. And then they're talking about applying a new capital gains tax at death, so people would literally have to sell their farm or their business just to pay the tax at death. And then they've got these, you know, all of these mandates on businesses that would really hurt our small businesses in this country.
Well, right now they're trying to pass trillions of dollars worth of budgets, and under that scenario, somebody has to pay, Stephen.
Exactly. Well, you're precisely right. You know, and by the way, you made an important point. So a lot of people don't realize that what we're talking about with this so-called infrastructure bill and this $3.5 trillion Great Society Part Two, that's on top of the normal budget. So the normal budget this year is going to be somewhere around $5 trillion. They already passed a $1.9 trillion spending bill at the beginning of the year. And now they're talking about $4 to $5 trillion more spending. That means this year alone, are you sitting down, John?
Yes.
This Congress would appropriate $10 trillion. $10 trillion.
It seems like a bit much. And that doesn't count. We got to tell the truth, me and you, and me and you always are honest with each other, and we always tell the truth, is what is the cost of when gasoline goes from $2 a gallon to $3.50 a gallon? What is the cost to the consumer at that point?
Yeah, so you're talking about, you know, so just in the last, say, 6-7 months, the price has gone up about $1 nationwide, although I was in California about 10 days ago, and it was $5 a gallon there. But that means every time, you know, a middle-income or a low-income person or a senior citizen fills up their tank, they're paying $15 more every time they fill up their tank. And that you know, is a lot of money. That's a tax. It's an inflation tax, folks.
It is a tax.
If you want to know how to stop inflation, the most important thing to do is stop the government borrowing and the printing of money.
And if they're going to spend $10 trillion... Get the right people elected.
Get the right people elected, absolutely.
Well, Well, Stephen Moore, thank you so much for your wisdom, and thank you so much for speaking out for, on behalf of the American consumer. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, John.